Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 20th of May, The Desire of a Son of God. Until the day of resurrection, through circumcision and regeneration, we are progressively maturing as sons of men who have been born of the seed of the divine nature as sons of God. Our faithful and patient participation in this process brings us to the fullness of the adoption, identified by the Apostle Paul as the redemption of our body. This is the day of resurrection when we receive our spiritual body, which is an immortal, incorruptible, physical body that is clothed with a heavenly body. Prophesying concerning this day, King David wrote, "As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness." Manifesting the divine nature as part of our humanity is the present focus of our daily fellowship in the offering and sufferings of Christ. The name that we receive through new birth is the essence of the seed by which our identity is born again. It defines our unique expression of the one Zoe life of God. Because of our birth as a new creation Son of God, we have a participation in the fellowship and purpose of Yahweh. This desire belongs to us, for it is the essence and life of the seed. Communicating the participation of sons of God in the fellowship of Yahweh, King David declared, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that is Yahweh, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Importantly, as sons of God, we are not merely an extension of the expression of Yahweh like the angel of the Lord. Rather, we have been born to be participants in the fellowship of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as those who were born of their life and are being made in their image and according to their likeness. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 8, verse 23, Psalm 17, verse 15, Psalm 27, verse 4, and Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. For further study, 1 John chapter 3.